Well, good morning, beloved, and welcome to this Friday morning. Thank you for inviting me into your homes. And we're here for the last lesson of the week. And this is going to be good. We're transitioning from the Old Testament to the New Testament today. We're in Luke chapter 1, where Luke's gospel opens with a prologue in which he sets forth his claim to write an orderly account concerning Jesus. He begins by recounting the events surrounding the birth of John the Baptist. In today's reading, the angel Gabriel appears to Zechariah and announces that even though in his wife Elizabeth are elderly, Elizabeth will bear a son who is to be named John. When Zechariah exhibits doubt about the angel's message, he is rendered unable to speak. When Elizabeth becomes pregnant, she declares that the Lord has taken away her public disgrace. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been joy. So let's begin Luke chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Dear Theophilus, many people have done their best to write a report of the things that have taken place among us. They wrote what we have been told by those who saw these things from the beginning and who proclaimed the message. And so, Your Excellency, because I have carefully studied all these matters from their beginning, I thought it would be good to write an orderly account for you. I do this so that you will know the full truth about everything which you have been taught. During the time when Herod was king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah, and his wife's name was Elizabeth, who she also belonged to a priestly family. They both lived good lives in God's sight and obeyed fully all of the Lord's laws and commands. They had no children because Elizabeth could not have any, and she and Zechariah were both very old. One day Zechariah was doing his work as a priest in the temple, taking his turn at the daily service, and according to the custom followed by the priest, he was chosen by lot to burn incense on the altar. So he went into the temple of the Lord while the crowd of people outside prayed during the hour when the incense was burned. An angel of the Lord appeared to him standing at the right side of the altar where the incense was burned. When Zechariah saw him, he was alarmed and felt afraid. But the angel said to him, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. You are to name him John. How glad and happy you will be, and how happy many others will be when he is born. John will be great in the Lord's sight. He must not drink any wine or strong drink. From his very birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go ahead of the Lord, strong and mighty like the prophet Elijah, and he will bring fathers and children together again. He will turn disobedient people back to the way of thinking of the righteous, and he will get the Lord's people ready for him." Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know if this is so? I am an old man, and my wife is old also." "I am Gabriel," the angel answered. "I stand in the presence of God, who sent me to speak to you and to tell you this good news. But you have not believed my message, which will come true at the right time. Because you have not believed, you will be unable to speak, and you will remain silent until the day my promise to you comes true." In the meantime, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he was spending such a long time in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak to them, and they knew that he had seen a vision in the temple. Unable to say a word, he made signs to them with his hands. When his period of service in the temple was over, Zechariah went back home. Some time later, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and did not leave the house for 5 months. "Now, at last, the Lord has helped me," she said. "He has taken away my public disgrace. And today's key verse is Luke chapter 1, verse 15. It says, John will be great in the Lord's sight. From his very birth, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, it's interesting how Gabriel, who is the angel who oversees, who guards Israel, some people call him the guardian angel of the nation of Israel, he comes and he gives a prophecy, a promise from God that Zechariah and his wife, who are old, beyond childbearing years, that God has heard their prayers and he's going to give them a son. And this just isn't any old child in response to their prayers, but this child is going to be special. He's going to be the one that is going to be the forerunner of the Messiah. Wow, when God does something, he really does it right, doesn't he? Let's pray. Holy God, teach me to be obedient to your word. I trust in your promises. Open my eyes to your daily blessings. Guide me this day in the way of your truth. Amen. Well, our Friday morning together has come to an end. I hope to see you all in church this coming Sunday, and I will see you again on Monday morning as we begin our week together with Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 56, when the birth of Jesus is announced. Until then, beloved, just draw near to God, and the word promises he will draw near to you. God bless.